you, O Lord our God, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated.
When I read the lessons a couple of times through and I was thinking about them, it made me think about show and tell. Does anybody remember doing show and tell in elementary school? Anybody? Show and tell? Show and tell? Show and tell? Yeah. And what was show and tell? What did we do? We brought in, hopefully, something from our home, something from our family, something from our life that was special to us and important to us. And we brought it to show others. That's what show and tell is all about. Showing and telling something about what's valuable and has meaning to us, something that has passion to us that we want to share. So when I read the collect, I thought right away, there's the analogy. Because it said, oh God, you declare your almighty power. So right there you have the showing and the telling. God declaring, God telling. And what does he tell? He shows his power. But if we think about it, it's not the typical human idea of power. What is the power of God? It's in the column. What's the power of God? Mercy and pity. So God's power is that he loves us so unlimitedly that he shows us his mercy and his pity. But then that little thread of show and tell kind of goes through all of them. With Ezekiel's lesson here is all about personal accountability and the consequences of both, of either repenting or not repenting. Ezekiel, he's prophesying for God. He says, the parents have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Just yesterday I bought grapes and I bit into one and I just started laughing because it reminded me of this. Has anybody ever eaten a sour grape? What do? Like a, you know, you just, oh, it just gets you. But now, if I eat the grape, is it going to bother anybody else? Nope. It's not going to bother my children. It's not going to, thank God, it's not going to bother my mom or my friends or anybody here. It bothers me. It's my personal bother. It's my personal accountability to eating a sour grape. And it's the same way with sin. I can sin, and God doesn't hold it against my children or my family or you. In fact, just think of it this way. If you guys sin and I haven't warned you and I haven't been a good priest and I haven't preached correctly, who gets blamed for the sin? The priest does. But then if I tell you, it's not my fault. But that's personal accountability. God holds each and every one of us personally accountable. But will he forget our sins? Yes, if we turn to him and we repent. He has this big eraser and he erases it. We might remember what we've done wrong, but God doesn't. If we sincerely repent, if we are sincerely sorry and contrite and repent of our sins, and what happens? If we don't, our sins, they kill us all. But if we do repent, if we are contrite, we turn to the Lord, we live. Again, when the wicked turn away from their wickedness that they have committed and do what is lawful and right, they shall save their life. And who's responsible for that gift? Jesus. And Jesus has the best show and tell of all. We'll get to that in just a minute with the gospel. But even with Paul in Philippians, the show and tell of that, he says, be encouraging, be consoling, because we love. Share in the Spirit, be compassionate, be sympathetic. And to be sympathetic, we have to know what's going on with the other person. So we have to be knowledgeable, aware, and attentive. And then he says, be of the same mind, be of the same love, be in full accord. for Jesus' sake. And then here's the showing in that Jesus, he humbled himself. So if Jesus humbled himself, what are we supposed to be? Are we supposed to be arrogant? No, we're supposed to be humble, and we're to be obedient. As far as we can, we are to be obedient. When we aren't, and I bet you there's not one person here that has been totally obedient to God every single time. When we aren't, then we repent, we turn to Jesus, and we save our life, because it's a gift from God, and God takes no pleasure in the death of sinners. He wants us to be with him. And then even Paul himself, think about his life of Christianity. He believed in Jesus. He was faithful. He converted. And that wasn't easy for him. If you look up his life, and I've said it in some of my sermons, he was faithful. And then how about this? Was he lazy? No, he wrote everything down. What if he said, oh, I have a headache, I don't feel like doing it? We would not have known. So he was faithful not only to God, but he was faithful to us. Everyone. He was faithful even to his death. And then here's Jesus' show and tell. In the gospel, he tells us about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were kind of always after him. But they had a problem because they wanted to try to catch Jesus in a mistake. And they couldn't. And so he says, by what, they say to him, by what authority are you doing these things? Because they wanted to cause trouble. And he was such a good Jew. Such a good Jew, because what does he do? He answers their question with a question. And that's what a good Jew does. They answer a question with a question. And he says, oh, this must have been so great. Well, I will ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. And what does he say? He says, did John the Baptist come from heaven, or was he from human origin? Well, that was a problem, because they were wishy-washy. If they said he was from human origin, then they knew all the people. All the crowds there would get after him. They would be in physical danger because they thought he was a good prophet. So they were afraid of the people. But if they said he was from if they said he was from heavenly origin, then the Romans would have killed him. And it would have caused a big riot for them, because they were cooperating with the Roman power at that time. So they didn't know what to do. So they didn't answer. And so Jesus said, well, then neither will I answer you, because you can't be truthful with me. They were trying to have a superficial peace and getting all that they wanted. They weren't really interested in God's peace. They were interested in what they were going to get. And Jesus knew that. So what does he do? What's Jesus' show and tell them? What did he do? He tells this parable, which is trying to indirectly show them what in the heck they were doing. So he says, well, what do you think about this? A man had two sons, dyslexia is setting in. And the first son, he asks him, he says, go into the vineyard today. And the first son says, no, I'm not going to do it. And he walks off. But then later he thinks about it and realizes, ooh, that was wrong. And he goes and he obeys his father. The second one says, oh yes, I'll do it. I'll do everything just right. I'll be perfect. And he walks off and he doesn't do a darn thing. So he says to them, who really followed the will of the Father? And they answer him. They answer incorrectly. The first son. Some of them, it must have been like a 2x4. Some of them must have realized. And some of them probably got angry because they realized he was telling the truth. But then he warns them. He says, I tell you that the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going to be in heaven before you. Can you imagine that, telling that to a bunch of clergy? Oh, The prostitutes are going to be in heaven before you. The tax collectors, the scum of the earth, are going to be in heaven before you. But that was true because they were turning back to God. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they weren't. They were in it for themselves. So they were unrepentant. But what's that little hint of good news that you hear? He says they're going to be in heaven before you. He doesn't tell them they're not going to get to heaven because he loves them just as much as he loves those who turn to him. God is constantly calling all of us, to himself. So during the week, have some passion. Think about the show and tell. In fact, I know she's going to kill me, but the way Ginny read St. Paul's lesson today, you can feel the passion in the Holy Spirit. So when we have that, do it in our life, where we work, where we go grocery shopping, where we get our tanks filled up with gas, anywhere and everywhere. Think about, what can I show and tell about the Lord? What can I show and tell about the Lord? Amen.